giving his heart to the broken and sharing his home with the orphan. He is the joy.
Welcome, Daring Daughters. I am excited today to introduce you to my sister. My sister is Sue Stewart, and she was adopted from Korea when she was 3 years old. And at that time, I was five, and it was a very special memory in my life. I had always wanted to have a sister, and my parents just really felt that the Lord had called them to adopt a child from another country, to adopt someone from Korea is what they ended up. And there was a little girl named Yuja Park, and our family got this little picture of her. And I remember as a little girl looking at that picture, and I remember going, and with my mom, we picked out this cute little light pink dress, and we were getting things all ready, and then we went down to the SeaTac Airport in Seattle, and I remember waiting in this room to meet my future sister. And I have with me on the line Sue Stewart. Welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to join you.
Well, Sue, I want you just to share, what are some of your early memories when you were a little girl and you were adopted?
Well, I was three when I was adopted, and people actually ask me that question a lot, and I actually don't remember a lot, but I do have the pictures that Mom has saved for me, and from the pictures, it looks like I'm scared and not smiling very much. I think that I was pretty nervous and pretty scared moving to a new country, being 3 years old. But I'm really thankful for you and for my parents and Mitch that welcomed me into the family. And I think also I remember Mom saying to me that she would put me in the bed at night, and sometimes I would wake up sleeping on the floor instead of on the bed. And apparently, I think it was because I was in an orphanage before I was adopted, and we used to sleep on a mat.
Mm-hmm. I remember, because we used to share a bedroom when we were little, and a memory I had was of sometimes you would sing at night, and even before you learned how to speak English, that sometimes at night you would just be singing these darling little Korean songs. And it's just amazing how that God had put that gift and that love for music inside your heart even before you came to be in our family. And that was a talent and a gift that was able to be developed.
Yes, I do remember singing, and that was really, I think it's really neat how God does that, and just, you know, being a child, being able to still sing and be happy and just joyous. And like you said, that God can put those giftings in us even at a very young age. So I'm thankful for that.
So what would you say to a family that is preparing to adopt a child? Of what are some things they could do to prepare themselves and their family for welcoming a new child into their home?
Well, first, I think that they can definitely pray and ask to be in the center of God's will, and then just pray for their future child, that God would bless that child and show them how to raise their child in a godly way, in a loving way. And I think that they can definitely welcome in the child and the family by treating, if they have other kids, by treating all the children equally, whether biological or adopted. If it was an only child, just to really, you know, love on that child and thank the Lord for that child. And just loving them unconditionally, I think, is great to know. And ask, for me, it was to ask the Lord also to bring healing if they've had abandonment issues or rejection in their life.
Mm. Could you just pray, Sue, for families that are going to be adopting a child, that God would just help them to be the parents that God has called them to be?
Yes, I certainly will. Lord, I pray for those families that are thinking of or in the process of adopting, Father, and I thank you for these families that you've placed that on their heart, Father God. It says in Psalm 68:5 that you have a heart for orphans and widows. And so, Lord, we just thank you that these children are being adopted, Father God. And I pray for these parents that you would strengthen them and give them wisdom your guidance and your direction, and just help them to love their children as you have loved us unconditionally, Father God. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.